Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What does Michigan do? Seriously, what do they do? Sharon Moore fired, by the way, if you haven't seen.
Yeah.
And so names popping up are...
How about Bobby Petrino?
Oh, he's a good coach.
Well, they've...
He didn't get the Arkansas job, right?
No, he did not. So
Chad Morris got that.
You know.
I mean, Petrino's pretty good.
Wouldn't it be something? Because, by the way, this is exactly what happened with Bobby Petrino. Wouldn't it be something he fires Sharon Moore and you go hire Bobby Petrino?
Well, I mean, he is back.
He is back, yeah.
He's the OC at Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of I mean, you're Michigan, so you would think that you would be able to get a significant name. I just don't know how far along in the process someone's going to be willing to punt on this. Transfer portal opens up soon. We'll be interested to see what happens to Michigan's class. Michigan had a very, very nice recruiting class. I think, what, top five in the country. I mean, they went 9-3. It wasn't great this year, but, I mean, it was 9-3. I honestly, I don't know. I really don't. The Jesse Minter one, like, Minter was kind of viewed as the reason why they won that national, you know, he was the defensive mind behind that.
He's with the Chargers?
He's with the Chargers, and he's going to be a guy that's going to get a head coaching job in the NFL eventually. Does he want to come back and take that Michigan job? I don't...
What about whoever Washington State hires? What? Well... You know.
Don't be a jerk.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Goes to Oregon State. It's Jamarcus Shepard.
Yeah, what if Jamarcus Shepard jumps over there?
Oh God. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, most of the big names you would think are at solidified programs.
Lane Kiffin.
I mean, I don't know. Either everyone that was up that was a significant name either got a job, signed an extension recently. I wouldn't think that Michigan would want to go mining down in the FCS ranks. And by the way, most of those guys, again, either took jobs or signed extensions, although that wouldn't stop you. Those buyouts are probably pittance. So I'm saying that you could probably go get those guys. I just don't know. I just don't know.
Correction,
where Michigan goes.
Ryan Silverfield at Arkansas, not Chad Morris.
Chad Morris. Chad Morris ended up at Oklahoma State.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan Silverfield from Memphis.
Golsh was originally supposed to go to Arkansas, and then on his way to Arkansas, he took a detour to Auburn, ended up in Auburn. Like, Arkansas had basically announced that he was the guy, and then Auburn was like, nah, come here. And so, yeah, they ended up with the Memphis coach. So it's been such a chaotic turn. You know,
Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly's name is out there.
I know no one likes him.
He's a good coach.
He's won a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
He's probably the best fit, honestly.
I mean, he's pretty good. Because I don't know what else.
But his name's kind of mud right now. So.
Kind of. But why, though?
Well, it didn't go well down
I know,
there.
But he,
and,
I mean,
and he's just not viewed as a guy that people really want to be around.
He's
kind
a winning,
of an ass.
I get it. He's an ass. There's a lot of coaches that are an ass. That doesn't matter. What matters is, can he win? And he wanted LSU, just not enough. He won a lot at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are we outthinking the room here?
Well, I mean, Brady was a name that got brought up for the LSU job. He's the
Joe Brady?
Joe Brady. He was the LSU offensive mind, and he's
Wouldn't you rather have
Buffalo.
Brian Kelly than Joe Brady?
I would think so. I mean, but this kind of shows you at this point in the procedure, if they don't find a way to get Kalen DeBoer, and I'm with you, they're not going to get Kalen DeBoer, but that apparently is what Michigan wants. There is enough people out there saying that when Michigan knew this was coming, right? They've been investigating and they were just waiting for the smoking test. And once they had that, this seems to be the overwhelming feeling is that they are going after Kalen DeBoer. And I don't think there'd be this much smoke if they thought that there was zero chance they get Kalen DeBoer. If they don't, they're not getting like Marcus Freeman. That's not happening. I mean, I think you're down to kind of no offense.
Why would Kalen DeBoer? I just don't get that. Why would Kalen DeBoer leave?
Apparently, he
Alabama.
The whispers are that he does not like the culture at Alabama. The SEC in the South just is not supposedly sitting well with him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, meaning like it's too intense?
Too intense in the fan base and the, you know, look.
Too much pressure?
Too much pressure. And I know there's
He's
pressure.
He's going to have pressure at Michigan.
It's different pressure than down in the South. I mean, my God, that guy went, 10-1 in the SEC and people want him fired at Alabama. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
I think it's different down there.
I definitely think it's different. I agree with that, but I don't
And then the other name,
see him leaving.
The other name that I could see, and this goes back to, I just
Although,
thought.
Before you get to that,
yeah.
It could be that. I mean, why don't we just tie Alabama's late season substitute to him flirting with Michigan?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, they looked terrible the other day.
Well, I promise you they've talked to his agent and you know, see if there's any sort of interest. I'm guessing DeBoer is probably going to have an awkward conversation, you know, getting ready for the playoffs. Someone will ask him that question. The other one is, you know, was it Josh Pate that said, yeah, keep an eye on Lincoln Riley. Supposedly, there was some talk that Lincoln Riley and USC might be a parting of ways, that maybe those two just didn't really have a lot of desire to stay together. And that, remember, the Penn State job was kind of a whisper, but Michigan's a hell of a lot better job than Penn State. Not certain if a guy that can't coach defense, you're interested in bringing him to Michigan. But if you're looking for big names, that's kind of the only big names out there, unless you just go down the road of go find the best coordinator at a power, you know, program a la Dan Lanning and go that way.
Well, you do have Bryce Underwood.
Yeah.
So Lincoln Riley, yeah. I mean, he's worked with a few Heismans.
Yeah, something like that.
Although the big knock on Riley is that most of his quarterback, if not all, that he worked with in college aren't doing – well, it's not that they're not doing crap in the pros. It's just that they have not transitioned well to the pros.
Yeah.
In other words, Lincoln Riley is not teeing up his quarterbacks for NFL.
But a win you Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, and maybe that's, I mean, I don't know Bryce Underwood's
I just don't know, like,
sitch, but.
I know Michigan's going to be all, like, we need to go get that guy, the Lincoln Riley or the Brian Kelly or whatever, but again, go look at the coaches that are kind of lighting the world on fire right now in college football, that everyone is all hot and bothered. Go find a nice coordinator. You know, there's a lot of those coaches. Marcus Freeman apparently is the bee's knees, and he's now football Jesus.
Well, who's the top coordinator then that hasn't been plucked?
Let's look, best coordinators, college football. But like Dan Lanning was a coordinator. You know, there's a lot of those guys that have kind of risen up through the ranks that end up being great coaches. Ryan Day was a coordinator. You probably go get Dabo.
Why would you want Dabo?
I mean, Kirby Smart even was a coordinator.
Yeah,
like, Kirby. Why not grab somebody off of Georgia staff like Lanning was?
Yeah.
I think they just fear with the coordinator that they're not going to get that guy. It's hard to know who that guy is.
Yeah.
A lot of good coordinators, but it doesn't mean they're all going to be the next Dan Lanning.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like,
so I think they're afraid of that.
Yeah, like, well, you got, like, Ben Arbuckle at Oklahoma or Ryan Grubb. I have no idea what their personalities are because we don't get to hear from them. Dan Lanning obviously was a coordinator at Georgia, but Dan Lanning had a personality that lent itself to be a head coach. So did Marcus Freeman. I don't know what, like, was it Andy Kolnicki at Penn State? I don't know what that guy is like. Is that a guy that is a, you know, a leader of men? I don't know.
Okay. Well, Michigan fires its coach.
Yeah.
They need a new one. Washington State needs a new one. What about Chip? Chip to Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there. Thanks, but no thanks.
How about Jonathan Smith jumping up to Michigan? Gets fired at Michigan State, and then he just goes over to Ann Arbor.
Well, someone just said, go hire Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker?
I get Mel Tucker at a deep discount.
Isn't he embroiled in a lawsuit?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that got dismissed.
Settle?
I think no, I think it got...
It did get dismissed.
I think Michigan State won. I don't
oh,
think
did
had,
they?
Yeah, I don't think they had to pay him any money.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think he got they got
way to go, Mel.
Yeah, that's the one thing. If you're Sherrone Moore, is that the one thing you go to your wife and you're like, at least I'm not Mel Tucker, you know? Although Mel Tucker wasn't pregnant.
Why would you say that?
Well, because he only gave up 27 mil, and Mel Tucker gave up 80.
No, I think at this point she wishes he was Mel Tucker, because Mel Tucker allegedly didn't touch anybody. So
start hunting for condos, Sherrone.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where he's from, but...
That may be more of a two-bedroom sort of situation. I don't know if he's got... I don't know if he's got full... Hopefully he saves some of that money. You're going to need it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.